You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Thursday urged bishops to cultivate what he called an attitude of listening and to avoid being imprisoned by nostalgia. He was addressing Catholic bishops from across the globe who have been appointed during the past year and who have just completed an annual training program organized by the Congregation for Bishops. At the heart of Pope Francis's message to the baby bishops, as they are affectionately called here in the Vatican, was the need to cultivate authentic discernment, which he said is always an open and necessary process that can be completed and enriched.
Mi invito pertanto a coltivare un atteggiamento di ascolto.
Insisting that discernment can't be reduced to repeating formulas, Francis pointed out that it is in fact an antidote against rigidity, because the same solutions aren't valid everywhere. You must have the courage to ask yourselves whether yesterday's proposals are still evangelically valid, the Pope said to the new bishops, and he highlighted the importance for all pastors to not be stuck in the margins, but to have the capacity of evaluating God's times. Saying that the gift of discernment cannot be taken for granted, he described it as the primary condition upon which to draw, as the bishops strive to discern the paths of God for the salvation of those entrusted to them. And highlighting the fact that discernment is not a private exercise by an individual priest, but an activity that unfolds in a community, he said, the bishop is not the self-sufficient father patron, and still less the frightened and isolated solitary pastor. He invited those present to consult with their own brother bishops, their priests, and the lay faithful as they strive to reach the right decision. And he insisted on the need for all clergy to always keep contact with ordinary people with whom dialogue is a central part of their ministry.
Ricordatevi che Dio era già presente nelle vostre diocesi.
Remember that God was already present in your diocese before you got there, he told the new bishops.
E ci sarà ancora quando ve ne sarete andati.
And he'll still be there when you leave. I'm Linda Bordoni.